He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, storm winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He sweet I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, storm winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He sweet I know. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go that I have found a Savior, and He sweet I know. A song my former pastor used to sing back in California, to magnify and to glorify the great and mighty God that we serve. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you have made and another day that you allow for us to rise and come on to see a brand new day. We thank you for all of the battles in our right mind. We thank you for being a portion of your strength. And light that more abundantly. Thank you for the use and activity of my limbs. Thank you for clothes on my back. Thank you for food on my table. Thank you for shelter over my head. Lord, that's what you've already done for me this morning, God. And so for that, I want to say thank you. Thank you for the very air that I breathe, because my lungs are not working on their own, but they're working because you have call for them, or you have spoken for them to work for me this morning. My eyes are working because you told my eyes that they can see this morning. Lord, my ears are working because you told my ears that they can work this morning. God, my legs are working because you told my legs that they can work. So I have the full functionality of my body this morning. I'm grateful. And so since you have blessed me with the full activity of my body, Lord, I'm going to offer it unto you as a living sacrifice this day. holy and acceptable, God, is the only thing that I can give it to you as. Lord, I don't want to give you a partial sacrifice. Lord, I don't want to give you half of me, but Lord, I give you all of me. I give you my thoughts. I give you my actions. I give you my heart. I give you my mind. I give you my soul. I give you all of me, Lord, because you're worthy of it all, and you deserve it all. You deserve my praise. You deserve my hallelujah. You deserve my worship. You deserve my sacrifice. You deserve my focus. You deserve my attention. You deserve my time. You deserve my life, oh God. You deserve my finances. You deserve my family, God. You deserve all of me, God, because you have blessed me with everything that I have this day. Nothing, oh God, that has come into my life is just in my happenstance. But Lord, all the things that I've been through in my life, as I look back over my life now, Lord, I see that all things have worked together for my good. I thank you, God, that you are a God of promises. You are a God that always remains faithful. God, you are always a God that shows up right on time. And as I look over my life, Lord, you've always showed up right on time. And Lord, when you did not have the time to do it, Lord, you showed up right when it was needed, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Sometimes we got to go through some challenges. In this life, we shall have tribulations, Lord. But I'm grateful, oh God, that we can be of good cheer, that you will never leave us, nor will you ever forsake us. Lord, and sometimes you don't have to go into the battle. Lord, I'm reminded even now that Jehoshaphat did not even have to lift a finger, that all he had to do is praise you. And as he went into the battle, he didn't have to worry about no warriors. He didn't have to worry about any fighting. He didn't have to worry about getting any carnal weapons, Lord. But he got his weapons, oh God, of the warfare that are not carnal. He began to praise you. He began to magnify you. He began to glorify you. And as he praised you, oh God, his enemies, oh God, became his footstool. Let us know, oh God, today that the enemy may form a weapon against me, God, but it won't prosper. In the name of Jesus, that enemy, his weapons won't prosper. So that's all we need to know is that we should offer unto you the praise before the battle begins. Oh God, and when praises go up, God, blessings come on down. Stir up in our hearts, oh God, today. Stir up in our minds, Lord, today, that we'll know without a shadow of a doubt that you will fight our battles, that we don't have to lift a hand, that our weapons, oh God, are not carnal. We need to stop fighting with our hands. We need to stop fighting with our mouths. Oh God, we need to stop fighting with our feet, God, and begin to fight with praise. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, to magnify the God of our salvation, to magnify and glorify our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords, to just begin to praise you with the fruit of our lips, oh God. And when we do that, God, praise and prayer changes things. Lord, you have told us throughout your word, oh God, that the battle does not belong to us, that you will fight our battle over and over again. You told the children of Israel, Lord, before they escaped from Egypt, Lord, that you would fight their battle, oh God. When you told them that the promised land was waiting for them, and they said that they are like grasshoppers before the people, you told them that you will fight their battle. Lord, you told Joshua, God, as he took the children of Israel over into the promised land, oh God, that you would fight their battle, Lord, over and over again. Gideon, Lord, you told them that you would fight their battle, oh God. David, oh God. Oh God, he had to do some warring, but you told him that you would fight his battle, God. King of the king, oh God. Solomon, oh God. Jehoshaphat, Lord. Over and over again, you told them that they would just obey you, oh God, that you would fight their battle, Lord. Stir up in us some more of the spirit of obedience right now. Cast the spirit of disobedience out of our thoughts and out of our minds. Cast out the spirit of doubt out of our thoughts and out of our minds, oh God, and help us to obey you, oh God, because obedience is better than sacrifice. And when we obey you, oh God, then your word has to apply to our lives. When we live for you, oh God, then your promises have to be applied to our lives, oh God, and you won't withhold no good thing from them that love you, from them that fear you, from them that serve you, oh God. And so that's all we have to do is fulfill our part of the word, because if we do what we're supposed to do, then you're absolutely going to do what you're going to do, and you always do it on time. So thank you for being on time, God. Thank you for being an awesome God. Thank you for being such a mighty God, a God that's like none other. Lord, you have brought us through this week, and you have done some wonderful and magnificent things. And so for that, we're grateful for keeping us, for watching over our homes, Lord, for taking care of our children and protecting our children. Oh, God, for protecting us from danger, seen and unseen. From, oh, God, from defeating the enemy, oh, Lord, before he even tried to lift up, the come up against us like a flood. But, Lord, over and over again, you have been faithful, and your faithfulness, oh, God, is great, and your faithfulness is wonderful. Thank you for your new mercies every day. Thank you for your presence abiding with us every day. Thank you for being a God that meets our needs. You know just what we need and more. You're not a God that does not know what's going on with your children. Some leaders, God, they don't know what's going on with every section, Lord, but you know what's going on with every section of your people, Lord, whether we're in Africa or we're in the Middle East, oh, God, or we're in South America, Lord, or Antarctica, God, wherever your people are abiding, you know where we're at, and you know just what we need and more. And that's just not the churches, but, Lord, that's the people, each individual, God. You know just what we need and more, and so you're a God that's to meet and supply every single need. But it's just not our need that you fulfill. It's just not our need that you apply, that you provide. But, Lord, you do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. Lord, I thank you because that's according to the power that works in us. So if we believe it, God, there's nothing that's impossible for you. Help us to take you out of the box today. There are some major trials and some major situations that are going on in our lives, Lord. Help us to believe you, God, in the name of Jesus. I believe you for complete healing for my mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know some of the things that's going on in our life is because of just living, Lord, but I plead the blood, oh, God, because the blood still works, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of lack, oh, God, that's around some of the members of Praise Center and even around the young lady that I prayed for yesterday, Ms. Red. Melissa Randolph, Lord, I pray that you will show yourself mighty and show yourself strong on their behalf right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. You don't have to wait till next week. You don't have to wait till next month, God, but show your glory now, God. Show up in the situation now, oh, God. Provide a breakthrough right now, God, in the name of Jesus so that they can see a glimpse of your glory, oh, God, and they can have their hope renewed. They can have their faith strengthened, oh, God. They can have their hope, oh, God, retrieved, oh, God, or revived, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do it right now, God, because that's the type of God you are. You're mighty. You're awesome. And, Lord, you are all that and more. And so with gratefulness in our heart, oh, God, this morning we just rise to tell you thank you. And we thank you because you are a good God. You are a sweet God. You are a magnificent God that's mindful of me. Lord, I don't have to worry that that I'm not on your mind because I'm constantly on your mind. Lord, I'm always in your thoughts, oh, God, because you know the thoughts that you think toward me. That's what you do in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and so I thank you, I magnify you, I glorify you, I honor and I adore you. I worship you, oh, God, because you are a mighty God. There is absolutely no one like you. Magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways. So I praise you, I magnify you, and I glorify you, and I say thank you for another day that you have made. And because you have made this day, oh, God, I say I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And when I rejoice and be glad in it, Lord, I'm going to cry out, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together because I don't want to rejoice on my own, but I want my brother and my sister to rejoice with me, to offer unto you praise with the fruit of our lips and to sing unto you glory, 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 and to say hallelujah, 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 to say thank you, Jesus, to bless, to praise and bless your name, Lord, because I want your presence to abide with me and I need your spirit to walk with me. And so, God, I want to praise you so that you will come in and inhabit my praises and get the glory out of my life on this day. Thank you, oh God, for another day that you have made. And so, God, get the glory out of my life this today. Walk with me and talk with me. Lead me and guide me. Show me the way. And as you show me the way, show me your glory. And I'll be happy indeed, inside and out. And I'll offer unto you the praise that you are so worthy of because you are absolutely a great and a wonderful God. Thank you, God. Keep us this day. Protect us from danger, seen and unseen. And we'll praise you all the day long. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.